And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Planned Parenthood's Illinois chapter just cut a $500,000 check after the EEOC found reasonable cause to believe the organization was segregating employees by race. That's right, the same outfit that lectures America about equity was running mandatory racial affinity caucuses. Basically, where white employees were forced into separate sessions and told they do not feel racism the same way. Meanwhile, the Trump DOJ finds itself in a very awkward position, defending a gender doctor against a detransitioner's lawsuit. Leighton Ulrey, a woman who escaped 18 years of cult abuse only to be funneled into testosterone treatments by a therapist who convinced her she was transgender, is now suing the federally funded clinic that altered her body. Her attorney says the administration should be protecting people like Leighton, not fighting them. And the DOJ says it's fundamentally opposed to gender ideology, but claims the case is procedurally barred by the statute of limitations. Ulrey still suffers chronic vocal cord inflammation and body disfigurement every day. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is now begging former residents to come home from Florida. Here's the irony in that. The same taxpayers that she's begging to come home, she told to leave in 2022. Hochul's pitch at last week's Albany Summit blamed Trump for the exodus rather than to say New York's crushing taxes and policies are what drove people out in the first place. California taxpayers are learning a similar lesson about government overreach. The state now owes gun rights groups over $1.3 million after its ban on advertising firearms to minors was struck down twice by the Ninth Circuit. The court found zero evidence that any minor in California ever illegally bought a gun because of an advertisement. The Second Amendment Foundation noted that Governor Newsom passed the law in response to a .22-caliber rifle marketed to junior shooters. That political stunt is now going to cost Californians. Up north, a former senior Canadian official is warning that Chinese-made electric vehicles could function as surveillance tools for Beijing, transmitting data from onboard cameras, microphones, and GPS back to China. And here's the genius response from Prime Minister Mark Carney. Strike a deal to drop tariffs on these very vehicles and then flood the Canadian market with them. Finally, Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse dream continues its very expensive collapse. Meta is shutting down VR support for Horizon Worlds after Reality Labs burned through $6 billion last quarter alone. Zuckerberg now mentions AI 23 times per conference and the metaverse just twice. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.